Hello, everyone. Welcome to day three and happy Easter to you. Thank you for joining us. And I hope you've had a fabulous day celebrating the resurrection of Jesus.
Yes. And that the Triduum was really amazing for you.
Yeah.
So anyhow. Okay. So today for our novena, we are praying for the lady, I guess, sorry, not the lady, but like the devout and faithful souls. Look, can I do that again?
No. Let's keep on going. The lady.
The lady.
Oh, the lady.
Okay. Okay, so.
And the lady.
Why would I say lady?
I don't know why you would say lady.
Okay. Anyhow, so that kind of encompasses us. Well.
The lady, yes.
No, okay, when I refer to lady, that refers to us, but like the holy and devout souls, I don't want to say that encompasses us, but at the same time, anybody who's striving for holiness, anyone who is, you know, trying to be faithful to the precepts of the church and like, you know, attending Mass every Sunday, going to sacraments regularly and things like that, I think those would be considered people who are, you know, on the road to being devout.
Yeah,
so... Go ahead.
Yeah, and not to say that we've arrived, right? But we have to recognize, and I think it's good to recognize, that if we're here and we're doing this novena together as a community, that God has already done something in us and we have responded to that grace. Mm-hmm. So in one sense, there has been a little bit of faithfulness in our part, and we should praise God for that. Because it's impossible to come to God, even to pray, without Him first moving in our life. In fact, prayer is a response to the action of God in our life. So it's really a secondary thing. Prayer is evidence that God is already wooing us. So we're here, praise God, because He's alive in our life. And so we pray that we continue to be faithful to the grace that God has given us. And not that it just stays the same, but that it grows.
Mm-hmm.
I know for myself, I'm always one decision away from stupid. I know that mortal sin is always one decision away. I know venial sin is always one decision away. Mm-hmm. And I recognize I have the capacity for both. I have been there. I don't want to go back to mortal sin. But, you know, I lived my life that way. And I know I can. That's my capacity. So I trust and I go to God in this time, this day, and say, God, preserve me. Preserve me from that disobedience and to be always faithful.
And I think, too, like how God doesn't withhold His mercy to anyone who asks for it. So for any of us who feel the need for mercy, we just need to ask. Yeah. And we're all in need of mercy.
Yeah.
All of us.
Especially that lady. Anything else?
No.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you. I thought maybe you would cut that whole part out, but obviously you're not going to.
I'm going to leave it.